This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Online shopping, as we all know, has been having quite a year this past year. But online ain't all that for all businesses. Back in 2018, we took a trip out to Secaucus, New Jersey, to visit the high-end resale marketplace, The Real Real. One of their warehouses is out there. And in the pandemic, they have taken a slightly different tack, investing in brick and mortar, small neighborhood stores in places like Palo Alto and Brooklyn and Dallas, among others. Julie Wainwright is the founder and CEO of The Real Real. We got her back on the phone the other day, and I asked her the standard first question when catching up with a business owner on this program. How is business?
Well, I'm happy to say it looks pretty good right now. Our business started picking up again in December, and it's just increased. So I'm feeling very optimistic.
Why do you think, other than the general economy improving, right? I mean, you guys did not do so badly during the pandemic, and I wonder why you think that is.
Actually, we did have a hard time. Let me
did
just
you?
Give
All
you
right.
some stats. Oh, right. Yeah, it was pretty hard for us. So prior to the pandemic close downs, we were up about 40% versus year ago. So we ended up in April, for example, being down 45%. Hmm. So we had an 85% swing on our business overnight, and we had to furlough or lay off over 1,000 of the 3,000 employees. What we're seeing is as the cities open up, our business is returning to normal faster than we anticipated. So right now, we're up almost three times versus year ago.
How do you handle? So look, that's a good problem to have, right? Being up three times. But how do you handle swings like that? It must make you, as the boss, lose a whole lot of sleep.
You know, honestly, this growth is what we were built for. And I think you got a little taste of that when we were together in 2018 in our Secaucus warehouse.
Yeah.
But then
yeah.
we had 9 million members on our site. Now we have 21 million. So we're more built for growth, and it feels good, and everyone's pretty excited.
You were saying, before we turn on the microphones, you had just come across the picture of us together in late 2018, and you said, it's amazing how we've changed. Tell me how you've changed, because we walked through that warehouse, and you had validators and verifiers, and you had shipping people, and it was a pretty streamlined operation. How have you changed things?
We still have that, but now we just are opening our 700,000 square foot facility in Phoenix, and the one you were in was 110,000. Now we've automated a lot. So what has changed is we've been using machine learning and AI to automate some of the features. So pricing is first set for about 90% of our products by machines, and then human overview. So it has gotten more automated, but I think in general, the business has scaled pretty excitingly.
Well, but wait, let me ask you about that, because, you know, being built for growth and opening a 700,000 square foot facility carries with it some risk. And I imagine you, as the person making these decisions, you have to be pretty confident in your growth projections to be doing that, especially at a time like this.
I think, you know, in general, our business was growing before the pandemic. There's absolutely nothing systemic that would change that as people get more vaccinated and things open up. That combined with long lines outside our stores to consign or buy, which are just accelerating, gives me a lot of great indication.
Can we talk actually stores for a second, as opposed to the big warehouse sort of distribution centers that you guys run? You're opening more of them, and I want to know why you're investing in brick and mortar.
We are opening more. So since you and I talked, we've opened 11,
yeah.
And we're going to probably have about 13 by the end of July. Hmm. And what we find is people that actually shop both in the store and online spend about three times as much. We sell higher value things when people can touch it and ask questions. Now, it's counterintuitive because retail is pretty decimated, especially the smaller stores, but it makes sense for our business. And we've seen a lot of people excited to get out and shop again. I think we're going to see a nice resurgence for everyone that has the capital to open retail stores again.
You know, it strikes me that what you are describing to me about your business and how it's popped, it's literally the manifestation of pent-up demand, right? We've been talking about pent-up demand in this economy since, I don't know, January-ish, and you're it right now, right? People, they want nice things, they want the things that you sell, and they want to go out and get them.
you know, without a doubt, and the apparel starting to pick up, which was a key leading indicator for us. Look, you know, we're public now. We weren't public when we first met, and we kept telling our investors, we're not a pandemic friendly business because we have to go into people's homes. We have people that have to touch things in the op centers, but we believe we're going to be a pandemic recovery story. And, you know, early days, but it certainly looks that way.
Julie Wainwright, she's the founder, also the CEO of The Real Real. Julie, thanks a lot. I appreciate you taking the time.
Great to talk to you, Ty.